boys and girls. Winter is not over yet. Half the state getting pounded with a big snowstorm overnight. 1 to 3 inches it was supposed to be. I can tell you in southern Michigan, it's at least 8 inches around the capital city right now. A lot more snow than we intended to see this morning. Slowed me down on the drive in, but hey, I made it. You know why? Four-wheel drive, American-made vehicles. Now that my American privilege today is a privilege to drive a big American-made vehicle that's beautiful. All right, on the program today, the flu is out of control. A lot of Coke cash coming our way. Liberal tax panic is taking over just before the State of the Union address, which is tomorrow, of course. We'll be in D.C. for that. A lot of trouble at MSU, and of course, if you missed it, there's this. Because I've been asking, where is Hillary Clinton? Well, she's trolling the Grammy Awards, and it just shows you how low these people are. Hillary Clinton showed up making a surprise appearance in a pre-taped segment for the 60th annual Grammy Awards as she mocked President Trump in the process. We know that our current president does love winning awards, and the good news is he may just be the subject of next year's winner for Best Spoken Word Album. Host James Corden said, the question I've got is, who will be the narrator? In a pre-taped video, outspoken anti-Trump stars John Legend and Cher then auditioned to be the narrator for Wolf's book, Fire and Fury, about Trump's White House. Snoop Dogg and others read excerpts. Finally, Hillary Clinton showed up, reading from the book. And Corden declared, that's it, we've got it. You think so? The Grammys in the bag? In the bag, said Corden. In the bag like Hillary after the election? That kind of in the bag? What kind of in the bag is it? But I agree. Donald Trump tweeted out, or Donald Trump Jr. did. And he nailed it. The more Hillary goes on television, the more American people realize how awesome it is to have at real Donald Trump in office. I agree. Could not agree more. In fact, I encourage Hillary to go on tour more. The more Hillary's out there, the more people are saying, you know, I'm really glad that I went with the vote that I went with. Hillary Clinton's appearance. But here's Nikki Haley, ambassador to the United Nations, because this didn't go over very well. Overall. So sick of celebrity preaching, I could scream, said Ben Lund. Nikki Haley says, I've always loved the Grammys, but to have artists read the Fire and Fury book killed it. Don't ruin great music with trash. Some of us love music without the politics thrown in it. Hillary Clinton doing a dramatic reading of Fire and Fury was worth waiting for, said Ann Gearin. Yeah, it was just amazing. Let me just tell you something. If the Republicans want to win in 2018, in 2020, just fund Hillary Clinton. Put her on tour. Fund her efforts. No question. That book tour of hers, because I've been asking lately, where is Hillary Clinton hiding during all of this when it's becoming completely clear that she was never investigated? Not for the emails, and I would guess not for Benghazi or anything else. She's been given a pass the entire time. This whole notion that we've had about double standards and investigations in America is exactly true. When you see people like Peter Stroke and Lisa Page out there who are fawning up to Hillary saying, oh, don't ask her too many tough questions. You know, she could be the president before they go into do this faux interview, because they never did an interview under oath. They never did ask Hillary Clinton what was going on with her email server or classified information. None of those things went on. And so if you want to win, keep her out there. She was such a flawed candidate that a political novice came along and beat her. A bloviating, narcissistic novice. At least that's what the left would tell you. A man incapable of accomplishing anything, who's an outright bigot and xenophobic. All of those charges are overblown continuously. And isn't it refreshing, though, to see Hillary Clinton out there and all of us making a collective sigh of relief going, thank God she is not president. Because for all the things that Donald Trump is, and he is, He is not Hillary Clinton. And maybe at the end of the day, that's the most important thing you can say about the guy. He is the un-Hillary. Meanwhile, though, the economy on fire. It is. The economy on fire. Even though the Democrats, the liberals won't tell you how good things are, I can tell you. 26,600. That's where the Dow is. 26,600. Unemployment going down. Employment for the black and Hispanic community at an all-time low. Ever since they took statistics, at an all-time historic low here in America. ISIS has been crushed. And I tell you these things because if you don't hear it, you're not going to hear it anywhere else. Now, there are things about this president I think he could do better and do differently. Absolutely. But when it comes to wins and losses and actually getting things done, it's really happening. And as people start to see next month when the tax tables are adjusted, when the withholding tables are adjusted across America, and more than 80% in this country realize there's more money in their paycheck, you can't lie about that anymore. Nancy Pelosi's Armageddon comments go to the wayside. And Nancy Pelosi, by the way, speaking of her, in big trouble. Just for stupid comments. Just stupid comments from all sorts of people, including Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat, West Virginia, criticizing House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi for her response to the president's immigration plan that she called a blueprint to make America white again. You know, when in doubt, just throw out racism because you have no other argument. Bear in mind that Donald Trump put forth a formula, an idea, angering many on the right, that would create a path to citizenship for 1.8 million so-called dreamers, those that have applied and those that could apply, in exchange for $25 billion in funding for a border wall and security. The proposal also called for an end to chain migration and the diversity visa lottery program. Pelosi wrote in a statement on Friday that the 50% cut to legal immigration and the recent announcements that end temporary protected status for Central Americans and Haitians are both part of the same cruel agenda. They are part of the Trump administration's unmistakable campaign to make America white again. She tweeted that. She put that out there for all to see and to all to share and to all enjoy. Shocking, isn't it? Absolutely shocking. At any rate, let me tell you something. There is going to be a plan put forth on immigration, and Donald Trump will sign it. And it will include a path to citizenship or a path to staying in America for the dreamers. And then what are they going to say? Well, he's a racist anyway. He did it because he's a racist and a narcissist and a xenophobe. It doesn't matter what he does. People like Pelosi and Schumer will continue to attack because they have no alternative, because they have no narrative, because they have no ideas for America going forward, except that Donald Trump is bad. That's their entire plan. All right, 14 after on a Monday. Glad to have you here. Time for a quick break. We'll be right back.